Good morning. It is the 23rd of October, 2018, and we have Justice today. Balance. This card, number 11 of the Major Arcana, is in a class by herself, having once upon a time been number 8, and someone somewhere along the line changed it up on a King James level. The original 8 is now somehow 11, and still is in some decks. Justice sits high on her throne, her sword of truth held high in her right hand. A few slashes and cuts, and voila! 11 is... 1 plus 1 is 2. There. Now it's an even number, says Justice, the uneven scale she holds in her left hand leveling out. All is well. See what I did there? Or, more likely, she handed you the sword and said, do what you need to do, but make it right. Justice is ruled by Libra, the scales in the sky, and is pretty much all about what it looks like. A regal-looking human draped in red robes, red for passion, she's passionate about justice, she wants us to know, also wears a cloak of green and blue, Libran peace and spirit, showing she is capable of clear logical reasoning, but also deep emotional feeling for the truth. I could have sworn her eyes were looking straight through me, but her lids are black, they're closed, as justice is blind, or at least is supposed to be. The strange thing is, I never noticed that before, and always felt like her eyes were staring straight at me. Always thought it was the light. So, she sees through her eyelids. There is no hiding from justice, which gives her such sensitivity to the uneven, awkwardly tilted scales she holds in her left hand. She can't see why they're not even, but she knows we can, and we do. This makes me crazy, because in some decks, the scales are even. On the Morgan Greer card, they are not, and she patiently waits for us to make it right. In any case, scales were invented for the purpose of proving and achieving fairness and equality. This card does mean legalities, and one may be called upon to make or hear of a decision of some kind, sign legal documents, and that sort of thing. Negotiations, court cases, lawyers, divorces. It may be looking good. The card is upright, but it's not over yet. Those scales are still uneven. This decision or action affects others' lives as well as our own, and we must be accountable. Think carefully, she says, before signing on the dotted line. Are you getting your fair share? Justice wants us to confront ourselves. I'll close my eyes and wait here until these scales are even, she says. But you better do the right thing before, number 20, judgment gets here. And look after your kidneys. She rules that as well.